When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Really, Riley?
Are you ready?
This is the Really Riley Podcast. Woo!
Hello, beloveds. Welcome back to Really Riley. Appreciate you coming back to my little corner of the world. I like these podcasts because I'm going to interview my favorite person in the universe again today. Well, next to Lyric. I got Marshall, my fiance, with me today. So, next week, me and Marshall are, well, what? I made it about me. Marshall is going to get surgery on his hip. Now, I've kind of talked to you guys about this a little bit on the air on the Kane Show, but I haven't really gotten into it because it's not really my story to tell. But seeing as how we like to keep things real and really Riley, and I like to tell you all about the stuff going on in my life, good, bad, ugly, funny, whatever it is, I like to open up about it. And so I guess let me just back up. Marshall is going to be 32 years old this year, so you're still a young buck.
Kind of.
Stop. So I'm 6 years older than Marshall, so that's why I call him a young buck. But this year, he was diagnosed with, let me see if I can say this right, babe, avascular necrosis.
That's correct.
So I'll let you say it. It's a rare bone disease that what?
It basically affects like any bone in the body where it's a stoppage of blood flow, so the bone doesn't get blood and it dies. So this is affecting my femur, which is like the bone that goes into your pelvis and basically helps you walk.
And so from what I saw in the x-rays when you got them, it almost looks like a cavity to me, right? Like what a cavity would look like inside your tooth. It feels like your bone was black. Yeah. I might be totally off here, but
it's dying from the inside.
Okay, I know nothing about this, y'all. All I know is that Marshall is usually a very, very strong individual. Mind you, he went through the beginning stages of this bone dying when he was in prep for a bodybuilding show that he won, mind you. Two-a-days, extensive workouts, extensive, like, limiting of calories, all this stuff, like, mentally and physically, that shit sucks. I mean, I didn't go through it, but I was right there with him. But just to give you that idea, Marshall's always been in fitness. He's always been healthy. What's your degree again, babe?
Exercise science.
That. So this is his world, fitness, all the workings of the body. So why am I telling you this story? Like, when you got diagnosed with this disease, for me, to look at you going through this was a blow that didn't really hit me initially. At first, I was like, ah, it's fine. He's fine. And then I feel like you slowly started decreasing health-wise. Like, it went from, to me, watching it, a little limp, oh, it's just a pinched nerve. Then a little bit of limp. Then it's just the bodybuilding stuff. Then, oh shit, this is getting worse. To you not really wanting to do as much during the day. Then now it's become being dependent on a cane. So for me to watch that has been like, whoa. I can't imagine what it's been like for you inside of your head.
Yeah. Well, I think for me, like, during the prep, I just thought it was, like, the workload, so I thought it was, like, maybe
the bodybuilding prep.
Yeah, possibly, like, a torn labrum or something like that, or, you know, something where I could possibly do, like, physical therapy, not need surgery or anything like that, because I've never had surgery, and then when I started getting treatment and it was getting worse, it was kind of like, it feels different. So when the doctor started off with, I'm sorry, and then proceeded to show me all the imaging, that's when things kind of sunk in a little bit. Yeah, I mean, it's to realize at that point that it was kind of like going to be a life-altering thing for us for a while, you know, really took its toll. And then to be told that it was basically hip replacement or this surgery that only two hospitals that he knew of in the country did. So at that point then, really went on. It's like, you know, with this area, we have some of the best hospitals like in the world here. So got the second opinion.
And then the third opinion.
And third opinion, and everyone is basically saying the same thing. And these are the specialist for just the hip. So it kind of...
So we have the best of the best working on it. Now, here's the thing about Marshall and I. Like, we're not crybabies about this situation. And I'm not saying anybody that handles any kind of situation, whether it be health, stress, whatever it is, differently than we do. I'm not saying you're good, bad, or worse, or less, or more, or whatever than I am. I'm not saying that. I always talk about in terms of for us, as not to offend anybody, and that's just true. So Marshall and I like to come from the school of thought of quit fucking crying.
Yeah.
Well, to not put a find a point on that. I feel like that's just how we operate. It's putting it very vite, but that's just what it is.
I mean, there's so many people that just make themselves victims in cases, and I didn't want that to be this case.
Right. So there's this whole, like, thing of people saying, well, like, this is what people have said to me when I've told them, like, oh my God, he's so young. How could this happen? And blah, 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 blah. Shit happens. Yeah. You know, I do sometimes try to give us a break, and if we get sad about things, because let's face it, this year we've had some shit happen. You know, I feel like we've had, in our very young relationship, we've been together under a year, a lot of crap. And I say that way because, I mean, damn, we've been through a miscarriage. You're having a surgery where they're basically going to cut you open in two places, and you're going to be out of commission for 6 weeks in a bed, and then you're also not going to be completely walking on your own steam for 6 months. Sounds like a lot. And honestly, when you first started telling me this, Marshall, like, it didn't sink into my head. And here's where the whole point of this podcast to me comes into play. Somebody said to me the other day when we were in the gym working out together, which, cheers to my man, because this is an ode to anybody that says they can, or I don't want to go to the gym today, or I don't have that motivation. If he can walk around in the gym and do upper body because he can't do lower body with a cane, so can you. Off my soapbox, but back to my point. Somebody that knew Marshall in the gym came up to us, and you guys were chatting, and you were telling him about your surgery because he saw you with the cane, and he before didn't know. Not a lot of people know. You don't go around telling everybody. You're not like crying, wah, 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 poor me. That's not your MO. But he said to me, he looks over at me after he found out you were getting surgery, and he said, oh, wow, you know, you're taking on a lot. Looked at me and said that, like, you're the one going under the knife. But I think that's right there when it hit me. That right there was like, oh, fuck. And I say this because in that moment was when I realized the whole in sickness and in health thing. You asked me to marry you. What is it? 3 months ago now? Right? July? I'm so bad with anniversaries.
Four.
Oh, it skills me. But you asked me, you got down on one knee and asked me to be with you forever. And a lot of brides, a lot of women, a lot of men, including myself, me 10 years ago would have thought the same way. Oh my God, you get the ring, you get the proposal, you get the save the dates, you get the wedding. Ah, angels are singing, it's all beautiful, yeah? And then all of a sudden, whatever many years later, something might smack you into reality of it's not all rainbows and fucking Skittles. It's just not. And I think that in that moment in the gym when that guy told me that is when it hit me that I am happy to be the one that's there for you for this whole in sickness and in health ride. Because I remember if you guys, I don't want to start crying about this. If you guys listened to the podcast about the miscarriage, I said I remembered knowing without a doubt, unequivocally, that I had found the right one, being there in the emergency room with you and the way that you were soothing me and telling me I was beautiful and cracking jokes and making sure I was okay. Even though you were going through your own set of pain. I don't want to cry. So now I feel like it's my job. Thank you for the tissue, babe. It's my job to step up and be that role for you, no matter what it is going into it. And you've always said, I don't want to be a burden. I don't want to be a burden. And it's not that. When I said yes to you, I knew already that you had taken on the responsibility of what it is to be someone's husband, especially a single mom. I see it every day with you wiping Lyric's ass. So I think maybe in that moment, even more so than the day that we get married, in that moment in the gym, I was like, all right, I'm going to be his wife. Let's do this. Let's go. Like, for me, that was the moment. Sorry that it wasn't on our wedding day, babe.
It's okay.
But I think the important thing that, like, we're trying to talk about right now is that in the relationships that seem all pretty on Instagram, because we're gross on Instagram. We're that couple that a lot of people roll their eyes at, but we're in love. So fuck it if you don't like it.
I think there's so much more to relationships. And although our relationship is baby, it really is. We've been together less than a year. We'll be together 2 years when we get married. Not even 2 years when we get married. I think there's just so much more to a relationship than you realize. And I'm praying that this is the thing that completely makes us stronger. Because, I mean, wouldn't it be fair to say, babe, that this has, like, been hard on you and I as a couple? Let's be real.
Yeah, it's very anxiety-ridden and stress and everything else. But, you know, it's the mindset of, you know, things happen for you, not to you, you know? And through this process, you know, that's what I tell everybody, you know, outside of this, you know, whether it's, like, academics or fitness or whatever you're doing, everything is a byproduct of how mentally tough you are. So if you're on stage and you're looking at someone's body, that's just a byproduct of how mentally tough they are. So, you know, really using this time, I think for both of us to become even stronger mentally, you know, is going to transcend and find its way into everything else.
Yeah.
Coming down the line. You know, I mean, I don't think people view it that way.
On the sidelines, what a lot of people don't see is Marshall taking very good care of me. And by care of me, I don't mean like that I'm this girl that needs him to survive. That's not me. It's not ever going to be me. But in terms of the little everyday things that keep me from not going insane, Marshall is A plus at them. And just also emotionally taking care of my son and I. So I think for you, babe, that's the hardest switch that this is going to be, of you relying on me to emotionally and physically take care of you. Because if I had to give you a sponge bath, I would have. But apparently with the surgery, you can take a bath and I don't need to do that.
I got a little shower chair.
But I would have. I think that's going to be your hardest hurdle is you're very much so you want to be the man. I don't mean that in like a Neanderthal sense, except for when you eat. But I mean that in like you want to be the provider, the caretaker, and you do an amazing job at that. But now it's your turn to let me do it. And I think that might fuck with you a little bit. And not in a bad way. I just think you're going to have to just chill and let me take care of you.
Well, I think it's hard to, and it's programmed in, you know, where
you're a police officer. You take care of people for a living.
That it's all type one personalities. It's all alphas, mm-hmm. you know, and to be in a role where you can't help or do the things that you want to do. And now you're relying on it. I think it's the other thing too. That's kind of like the mental thing for me is I've never had surgery before. Mm-hmm. So like this one, it's a 4-hour surgery. There's two teams of surgeons working on you at the same time. And it's kind of like never having a tattoo and then getting like a full back piece. It's kind of like what happened to your little butterfly on your ankle. You know what I mean? Like we're going in for this shit. And, you know, I think just kind of digesting all of that too. There's just a lot of components to it. But, you know, I'm going to miss like running around with little man stuff like that. But kind of just modifying things and, you know, knowing it's not permanent. You know, the thing that I went through was kind of like that grief period of like, it was like denial, like anger, all these other things. Now I've kind of come to terms with like, this is what it is and we're doing it. I think for me, the fact that it wasn't just an injury where it like happened and then you had no choice just to recover, but yeah. Like kind of like this buildup of like the roller coaster. But I started thinking about it, you know, there's so many guys that come back that have fought overseas that are like amputees now, or how many things, like, you know, like all the other people that have been affected by certain things like this, and like what makes me any different from them. And that's why I don't want sympathy. I basically just want to use this to become tougher. And if that helps other people in that way, you know, that's great. But, you know,
hopefully it helps you become tougher in us too.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, that's why I said, you know, a lot of things that you had been through in your past and me and stuff like that, like I didn't view them, you know, as a lot of people call it, like baggage or anything. I view them as battle scars. That just shows me that, like, you know, you've been through the shit, you've made it through, and you become stronger. And
well,
I don't think
your aunt said something too the other day that was like, you know, oh, it's just going to be you guys in surgery. And she was like, oh, Raquel, which is my real name, y'all. Marshall's family calls me Raquel. But anyway, she was like, oh my gosh. And I was like, nah, nah. Like, it's fine. I was like, I always tell Marshall, if you were looking to marry a girl that's used to getting through some tough shit, you picked the right one. And I'm not going to lie. Like, I can't, again, put a really pretty red bow on it and be like, oh, it's fine. I'm so excited that my fiance is going to be in bed. Like, I'm not looking forward to it. I'm not, because I'm going to miss you. We're not going to be sleeping in the same bed because you have to sleep downstairs because you can't get up the stairs. We don't know what the sex situation is going to be like. I mean, it's going to be an adjustment. And I mean, we had this conversation, so don't think I'm being an asshole. He's heard me say this before. We're very open and honest, almost to a fault sometimes with each other, that I was like, this is a mind fuck for me, because I went from okay, I'm single mom, I have a son, it's just me, I don't have any help, boom, I got this. Then, after a lot of patience from Marshall, it got to a point where I relied on him a lot emotionally and, you know, help with my son and everything like that. And now we're like, okay, now I got the kid and my fiance to take care of. But again, in sickness and in health, that's what this is. Trust me, I'm going to get my beautiful wedding. But it's not just that. And I think that this is the biggest test. A lot of people joke with us that, oh, you guys have only been together for a little while. I mean, we got engaged under 7 months of being together. But you're stuck with me. I mean, legit, I had this conversation with you last night. I'm like, I am your ride or die. I may not be a patient individual. I may be an asshole a lot of the times. I have a quick tongue. I am sometimes very selfish. But that's one thing you never have to worry about, is me being there for you, because you're always there for me.
I know that. Well, I think it's like a lot of things too, you know, where when we found each other, it was at the right time in both of our lives. But mm-hmm. I've always said this, like, no matter what you do, it's not, you know, it's what you put into it, not the time you have on, you know?
That's true.
Where there's so many people that, like, you know, at work, you'll hear people like, oh, I've been doing this job however long. But if you've sucked at doing that job for 10, 15, 20 years, it doesn't matter how long you've done the fucking job. You know what I mean? It's what have you done with that time? If you're a very productive individual.
Oh, we've done some time in our relationship, babe.
Oh, I
we've hit
that.
Some milestones that most people don't get in 10 years. And not all of it's been pretty. In fact, the ratio of time that we've been together, we've had some really ugly shit happen. I mean, we've had relationships fall apart within it, you know, nursing each other through that. Again, with, you know, grief of our miscarriage and all that stuff. But there's so much more beauty to be had. And I guess for every, like, wave, every ocean of bullshit that's come our way, I feel like we're going to have another blessing coming. There's still so many great things to be had. And I think that is my biggest lesson out of all of this. I mean, maybe there's more to come. Shit, I might have tons of them once you're laid up and I'm waiting on you hand and foot.
I'm hoping this is it for a while, but, you know, it is what it is. I know, I think there's a lot of good stuff coming, and I think, you know.
Are you afraid?
Not afraid. I'm just more anxious. Like, I just want to get it done. You know, I'm not like afraid of anything. I think it's more of just the stress and anxiety leading up to it. Of just like waiting. It's like, let's just do this.
Do you think that I'm going to be able to take care of you? Or do you think I'm going to go nuts? Notice how he didn't answer that right away.
I think you'll take care of me, but I think there'll be those moments. But, you know, I think it'll be those moments for both of us. But I think that's what's going to make us, you know, bulletproof. As I say, moving forward, because a lot of people don't go through any of this stuff. It's all this smoke and mirrors of like the photos and that kind of stuff. And that's all great. But, you know, behind the scenes, like, what's really going on with people?
I mean, it is all great. Like, we're not downing anybody that's like all pretty on social media at all. Like I said, we put that out there, too. I just think, Avi, this podcast is called Really Riley. So I like to highlight the shit just as much as I do the Skittles. And I don't know. I'm really, really, really hoping this will make us better because I'm so emotional today. At a certain point through this really short journey that we've had with knowing that you were going to get this surgery, I was like, oh my God, like, this is real. Like, we weren't really getting along. And that was mostly me being argumentative and just testy and pissy because I think I was going through the grief of it and I didn't really know how to process it. Like, I was actually processing the fact that, okay, he's going to be down for a little bit. Like, my pillar of strength, my Marshall, is going to be down for a second. Like, this is going to suck. And, you know, we just weren't connected the way that we have been. And I know people are scoffing, like, what the fuck? You've only been together for like 6 months. How can you be so connected? Blah, 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 blah. Whatever. We have a very emotional relationship. We talk about everything. We like feed off of each other's emotions, anxieties, and all that stuff. That's just who we are. And I know that some of that is going to fade at some point in life, but right now it felt really hard to go through that in such a short span of time with us. So my prayer is that once we get through this, we're going to be like, fuck yeah, we did it. Let's go to the gym. once all of this is over. And the beautiful part about it is once all of this is on the mend, we'll be very close to our wedding day.
That's right.
And I'm really excited for that. I'm really excited for all the things that are coming up. So the surgery is going down next week. So I may not have a Really Riley ready for you next week because I will be on our way to North Carolina. We're going to go to Duke. And if you guys could, like, I don't always ask for this kind of stuff in a podcast, but if you could just send all the prayers and positive vibes for both of us, because I'm going to be losing my shit when he goes in for surgery. Like, I'm going to be inwardly panicking, but I know it's going to be fine. And I know everything is going to be all right. I know we're going to be all right. And, you know, like, if you guys are going through any kind of surgery, our thoughts are with you too. Like, I would love to hear your guys' thoughts on this too. Like, what you guys did with surgery and recovery. You guys got any fun puzzles for Marshall? That you any book recommendations any book you want recommendations. Him to have? I always am open. DMs are always open. I love talking to you guys. But yeah, thanks for being on Really Riley, babe.
I'm back.
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
I love you.
Love you too.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much for listening and coming back to my little space in the audio waves that I love to talk to you guys. Hit me up on social at Riley Couture. That's Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And then Snapchat is at Radio Recon. Love you. It's Really Riley.